This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the College Football Report with Jay Binkley.
I'm still not sure I'm not Dusty's dad, but regardless.
On your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
It is a Wednesday. Don't forget, The Fan 96.5 has their X poll up. That sounds naughty. We asked the question, with the draft being tomorrow, where do you want to see the Chiefs go in the draft? Do you want to see them go offensive tackle, defensive tackle, wide receiver, or running back with their first pick, which also could very much be in the second round. But we could go to Jay Binkley now, who joins us, our draft insider, one Jay Binkley. Bink, I got to ask you, as of today, I'm going to ask you again, Shedeur Sanders, a first-round pick, yes or no?
I'm still saying yes. I mean, yes, the trends this morning weren't great, had him sliding down in the draft. I still think New Orleans at 9 is a pretty good. I don't think there's any way imaginable he slides past Pittsburgh at 21.
Okay, I listened to Dusty ask you that question. You said, is Shedeur Sanders a first-round pick? He may be picked in the first round, but is he a first-round pick?
No. He'll be picked in the first round. He's not a first-round pick. You know, I'll contend that even if Michael Penix was in this year's draft, he's number one. He's even over Cam Ward. So this class of quarterbacks is not good. Will he pick in the first round? I think so. I think it does hurt the Chiefs that there's not a lot of quarterbacks. That does take spots for people they would draft. And so I think that really stinks for the Chiefs as far as, sitting at 31, that more quarterbacks won't be going.
Yeah, I think, at 31, you'd love to have like a run on quarterbacks at some point in this draft for the Chiefs' sake, right? But I don't know that you're gonna get the opportunity to have that kind of run on quarterbacks. I mean, we were looking back at the 83 draft and the 11 draft and some of these, better drafts of, all time. I'll say the 83 draft. Like, we don't have that kind of dynamic game changer coming out at the quarterback position. Not even one dynamic game changer, I don't think, coming out of quarterback right now. So just because you're Tennessee at the top of the draft and you may need a quarterback, are you making the right decision by going with Cam Ward if he's not 1-1 technically?
Well, they have to, because even the pre-agency class of quarterbacks wasn't that great. You had Sam Darnold going out there getting paid, even though he peed down his leg at the end of the season and didn't deserve a big contract. He did because he was there. And it was somebody that you'll get. So, yeah, Cam Ward and these guys will be drafted because teams are so starved for quarterbacks. And Tennessee went out and spent a ton of money on defense last year, only to be sitting there. You don't make LeJarius Sneed-type trades to think you're going to be drafting first. You don't do it. If so, they're idiots because they shouldn't have spent the money that they did. But, yeah, I mean, it's by necessity. And last year, we had the six quarterbacks drafted as well. You look at last year's draft, he had six quarterbacks going last year, tying that 83 class. You had eight offensive linemen going in the first round, tying 2008. You had seven wide receivers going in the first round, tying 2004. It was just a crazy first round. I mean, that was like a really exciting first round of the draft. Oh, and by the way, I would say the 1989 draft is the best of all time.
We are talking, 1989, Bob.
Okay, 1989.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you had Troy Aikman, Tony Mandridge, Barry Sanders, Derek Thomas, Deion Sanders in the top five. That's four. The Mandridge is a bust, but four of the top five picks are all in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And then you go down to pick 20 with Steve Atwater. He's a Hall of Famer. So even though just five Hall of Famers instead of seven, like other drafts, like the 83 draft, these seven Hall of Famers. Mm-hmm. But, man, you have four of the top five in the Hall of Fame, and you got names like Derek Thomas and Barry Sanders and Deion Sanders, that's the best class.
That is Jay Binkley's voice, and all of our draft-related interviews are brought to you by Palak Steers, J&M Displays, and the Salvation Army. Binkley, so if Shador doesn't go to the Saints, then where?
Pittsburgh at 21.
Okay.
He had a good visit with them or whatever, and they're certainly starved for a quarterback.
Yeah,
I think
they are.
I think Jackson Dart may have something to say with that. It is interesting that Jackson Dart was originally invited as one of the attendees at the draft. He was actually in Green Bay earlier this week, and he's decided to leave Green Bay already before the draft even happens. He's in Utah for a draft party that will happen. That's somewhat interesting to me. That's where he's from.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, Binkley, I have this question for you as well. Jalen Milroe's gotten a lot of publicity over the last couple of days. Obviously, Pelissero said that somebody said he's the best quarterback ball runner-er he's ever seen, and that the comp for him is Michael Vick. Where did this all of a sudden start with Milroe?
And can he throw?
Yeah.
I mean, he's okay. He's just an average quarterback. I'll be honest with you. I went in this season really liking Milroe. I liked some of the things he could do. There were times I would watch Alabama this year, and I'd grab my phone, text people that I knew would probably be watching saying, this is one of the worst quarterback performances I've seen all year from a Heisman hype type guy. It was that bad. There were so many inconsistencies in how he threw, and he was very inaccurate at times that I understand all this hype, but man, I see a lot of Will Levis style, you know, everybody loves him, but yet there's so many holes in his game. But man, I like Milroe. Keep in mind, I went into the year really liking him, but man, there were some games last year I was like, and this dude was being thought for the Heisman, give me a break.
Jay Binkley, why is Brett Veach as important as Andy Reid to this organization?
I think he had slided a little bit because I used to think Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. Was that on?
I said, I know I do too. Like everybody's, you know, loving up Howie Roseman, like he's developed the cure for cancer.
Yeah, yeah. You can't do what the Chiefs have done without him. And when you think about, you know, the Super Bowl rings that they have, they wouldn't have a couple of them without Brett Veach. Say what they want. I mean, Super Bowl 57, he's over there at the parade if they beat the Eagles, holding up Lombardi, saying this is what a rebuild looks like. Because he was tasked to do it. I mean, he had to go through that draft, and he had these seventh rounders that all of a sudden made a difference, like a Nazi Johnson, a Jalen Watson, Isaiah Pacheco. He needed those guys. Like, those guys were contributors to that football team. He had to win to the draft. He had to go out and get a Trey Smith in the sixth round. He had to take a chance on a Creed Humphrey in the second round, a Nick Bolton in the second round. He had to do these things because good front offices do this. And listen, he learned from, you know, there was a time it was Beach and Chris Ballard and John Dorsey all in the same building over a one Arrowhead drive. I'm sure he learned a ton, you know, from all those guys. At different times. But the fact when you don't look at the seventh round is just, you know, dart throws of guys you want to sign or get drafted so they come in and you don't have to fight for undrafted free agency with them is insane to be that good. I know there's going to be some misses, but find me a general manager that doesn't have misses because they all do. Mm-hmm. And I think the most impressive thing is 2 years ago, they had 21 of their previous 22 draft picks on the roster. Whether it's a practice squad or whatever, that is unheard of. And yeah, you can make the argument, oh, there's been other teams like the Cardinals. Okay, but winning teams that are winning Super Bowls having 21 of 22 draft picks still on the team. That is insane. It was a run where only Bo Pete Keys wasn't on the team. Not last year's, but the year before, they went into training camp 21 of 22, except for Bo Pete Keys, and that was it. But you're going to have misses. But I think that's incredible when you think about no other GM can say that. You have to be good in the front office, and he's won the trades, picking off practice squad. How about Harrison Butker that he grabbed right there in 2017? That was his first big move. Trading Parker Anger for Charvarius Ward, getting the Orlando Brown pick, or the Nick Bolton pick, number 58, with the Orlando Brown. Doing deals with the rivals like Buffalo and Baltimore. The team isn't who they are without Brett Veach doing business with rivals in the Buffalo Bills and Baltimore Ravens. But to do all that, have the foresight to get Mahomes' contract done early, he does it all, and he doesn't get nearly the run for the success of the Chiefs he deserves.
All right, Bigley, last one. Over under, one word response. Over under 3.5 trades in the first round tomorrow night.
Over.
Ooh. All right.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
We got one brewing right now with the Bears and Patriots, possibly Austin Jeanty type move. So we already got one brewing, so I'm going to say over.
Okay. So the Bears and Patriots, the Patriots with the fourth pick, and the Bears have the 10th pick in that draft, right?
It's just a rumor. There's just rumors that there's something going on there.
What's the rumor?
It's been so quiet. It's been so quiet right now with no trades being done that I think we get a lot of things going on. And don't be surprised if Trey Hendrickson of the Bengals moves tomorrow night as well.
So you think the Bears will trade up to four and take Jeanty, or Jeanty will be drafted by the Patriots and then traded to the Bears?
I think that the Bears will move up and get Jeanty.
Okay.
Well, I don't think that, but that's what the hot rumors are.
You heard it. Jay Binkley thinks the Bears are going to trade up. You heard it here on 96.5 The Fan. Binkley, we'll see you. I'm kidding. We'll see you tomorrow in Studio for an hour.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now we'll see at the Landing in Liberty as well tomorrow night for the draft.
All right, brother.